This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihim. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are aware that today is the last Friday of this Ramadan. And obviously, at the end of Ramadan, the last Friday, there is a tinge of regret. There is a tinge of sorrow. And the reason for that is, especially this year, the Ramadan in South Africa has been, I think people would agree, has been a tremendous Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, everything seemed to have gone so well. There were no disputes, no arguments. The weather was so favorable. The rozas were short. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace. So yes, there is an aspect of sorrow, regret. But also remember that it is the wisdom of Almighty Allah that Allah has kept Ramadan for a certain specific period of time. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. I have kept Ramadan for a specific length of time. Allah did not make Ramadan so short that we don't feel some effort, that we don't feel some sort of burden, some sort of difficulty. Maybe burden is not the right word. So Allah has kept it not so short. Sometimes you have people who have 8 hours roza for the whole year, certain faiths. Allah has not kept it so short that we don't inculcate the lessons Allah wants to bring within us in Ramadan. And neither does Allah Ta'ala keep it for so long that it becomes burdensome upon us. As much as we would like that the entire year be Ramadan, we would not be able to bear it. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. I have kept it for a certain specific time. Allah Ta'ala ke hikmat mein ye hai, ke Ramadan sirf ek mehne ke liye hai. To ho sakta hai ke jo hai na mein sadma ho. Lekin ye aini hikmat hai Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ne Ramadan ko itna kam nahi rakha, ke isme Ramadan کہ سبق ہم حاصل نہیں کر سکے اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے اتنا لمبا نہیں رکھا کہ ہم اکتا جائے. سو اللہ تعالیٰ has kept it for the right length of time, and this is the hikmat and the wisdom of Almighty Allah which we submit to. And that is why the day of Eid is not a day of mourning. The day of Eid is not a day of sadness. The day of Eid is a day of happiness. یہ خوشی کا دن ہے. And we show our happiness that Allah has given us the opportunity to comply with the commands of Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan. So while the last Jummah, naturally there is a certain degree of a tinge of regret, sadness, but yet at the same time we need to look at it at this perspective. It is the wisdom of Allah that Ramadan be for this length of time. The second aspect that I would like to also speak on in this last Friday of Ramadan, you see Allah Ta'ala is the authority over us. Our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is supposed to be a very unique relationship. And there are two aspects of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ke do jihate hai. One aspect of Allah is the king of all kings. He is the ruler of all rulers. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. He is the king of all kings. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives kingdom to whomsoever he wishes. He takes kingdom away from whoever he wishes. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives respect to whomsoever he wishes. And he takes away respect from whomsoever he wishes. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He is in full control over you. Nothing that you can do, it is except with Allah Ta'ala's permission. If Allah does not give permission, you cannot do anything. Now that is Allah Ta'ala's one aspect. That aspect of Allah demands that you and I, we come before Almighty Allah incomplete humility. Incomplete humility in Salat, for example, that it is a manifestation of this relationship. Allah is the King of Kings. Allah is the ruler of all rulers. Allah is the all-powerful. Allah is Qahhar. Allah is Jabbar. Allah is all-powerful, almighty, all-majestic. And we are His lowly servants. And we appear before Almighty Allah in utmost humility. Allah Ta'ala ki ek jihad to ye hai, ke wo badshah ho ke badshah. Aur hum unke adna ghulam. Uska taqaza ye hai, ki hum Allah Ta'ala ke saath, ajasi ke saath pesh aaye jaise salat mein. So that is one aspect of Allah. And it's not the only aspect of Allah. There is another aspect of Allah. One aspect of Allah is all the qualities that evoke admiration, that can evoke love. We love people because of their beauty. We love people because of their elegance. We love people because of their favors upon us. All the qualities that evoke the feeling of love is found in Allah in the best possible way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all perfect. Allah is Jamal. Allah is graceful. Allah is elegant. And we, my dear respected brothers, we are the ones who are searching for the beloved. We are the one who are searching for the love of Allah, who is the true beloved, who is the beloved in the true sense. That is another dimension of Allah, which many a times you and I, we tend to forget. Aur dusri jihad Allah Ta'ala ki ye hai, ke wo tamam khususiyat, jo muhabbat paida karne wali ho, wo sab Allah mein maujood hai. Aur hum unke muhabbat ke talabgar, wo mehboob-e haqeeqi, aur muslim aur mu'min, to Allah Ta'ala se shadeed muhabbat karne wale hai. And we as believers, we have intense love for Allah. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who are believers, they love Allah most intensely. The problem is today when we talk of love, we only talk of love in one sense. Love between male and female. We don't know any other dimension of love. What Allah says, the believers are intense in their love for Almighty Allah. The ulama have written that we have different relationship with another person, with different people. Kisi ke saath taalluq ke char darajat hai. There are four degrees of relationship with other people. One is you have an inclination towards someone. You just start inclining towards someone. The second is where you start now desiring that person. So you'll see this when you love someone and you have a taalluq with someone, you have a great relationship with someone, this happens. First, you incline towards him. Then you start having a desire. Then there is love. And the fourth stage is only for Allah, where you put your forehead in front of Allah, you make sijda. So Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, all these four, yastab tamam darajat, Allah Ta'ala ne apne taraf mansoob kiya Quran mein. Allah has referred to all of these stages to Allah Ta'ala. Wa inna ila Allahi raghibun. To Allah should the believer be inclined towards. If you want to be inclined towards someone, be inclined to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, "Da'ufa talibu wal matlub." Very weak are those people who desire anyone else besides Allah. Make your desire Allah. Second stage, talab, Allah. The third is muhabbat, love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The believers are intense in their love for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to love someone, the love in the true sense is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, whoever you love has been created by Allah. So why do you love those who are created? Love the one, the true sense, who is the basis and the creator of everything that you can love. And then the next thing is that you go and bow down and you put your most honorable place, your forehead in front of Allah. The Arabic poet had said, La marhubi illallah, la matlubi illallah, la mahbubi illallah, la ilaha illallah. These are the four relationships. Rahbat, inclination, desire, muhabbat, and ibadat only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also part of love, my dear respected brothers, that when we love someone, we also want to, you know, see that person. We have a desire to meet that person. How is the one whom you are loving? You like to meet your beloved. You know, Allah Ta'ala has kept His love in the heart of each and every human being, whether he be a believer or a disbeliever. Faraz, the poet, Urdu poet, had said, "Kafir ke dil se aaya ho main ye dekhkar faraz, waha khuda maujood hai waha, par usko pata nahi. I have come to see the heart of the disbeliever. I found Allah is there, but he doesn't know about it. He is indifferent with regard to it." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was one day speaking to an atheist, and he said, "Did you ever travel on the sea?" He said, "Yes, I traveled in the sea. My ship, you know, sunk, and I was alone with a piece of log." So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, "How did you find yourself then?" He said, "There was a power that was protecting me. There was a power that was protecting me." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, "You are so unfortunate. That power is the power that you are denying. That is a power of Allah." So Allah has kept His love in each and every human being. It's for us to get that manifestation of Allah's love. Now, part of love is you want to meet Allah and you want to see Allah. Now, Allah has not kept the seeing of His here in this world. La tudrikuhu al-absar. You cannot see Allah in this world. Inshallah, Allah will grant us that type of seeing of Allah in the year after, in the akhirat. Wujuhi yawma idhin na'ima li sa'iha radiyah fi jannatin 'aliyah. Allah Ta'ala will show us His glory on the day of Qiyamah. So that is where we will see, and that is why there is an Arabic saying, al-mawtu jusrun yusilu al-habibi ila al-habib. Mort is a bridge through which the lover meets the beloved. Right? So this is where we will see Allah. How long that will last. Imam Ghazali has made mention of it. I don't know the authenticity of it, but I'm just making mention what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written. The first time human being sees Allah, the first time he sees Allah, his gaze will last for 800,000 years. 8 lakh sal, Allah Ta'ala ko dekhta hi rahega. That is love, my dear respected brothers. So one way of seeing Allah is Allah. You can see Allah, that will happen in Jannat. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala sabko didar nasib farmaye. Allah Ta'ala, all we have believed in Allah when we have not seen Him, inshallah Allah will not deprive us of His glance towards Him when we see Him. We have believed Him when we have not seen Him, but inshallah we will see Him, and that day Allah will not deprive us of His glance, inshallah. There's another type of meeting, my dear respected brothers, and that meeting is where Allah Ta'ala comes down to meet us. Now, it doesn't happen that you see Allah, but Allah Ta'ala comes down. And that is why it's in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala comes down on certain nights, the night of Laylatul Qadr, every night before the time of Tahajjud, Allah comes down and He makes this announcement. Oh my banda, hal min mustaghfirin, is there anyone seeking forgiveness? I can forgive him. It comes in a hadith, Allah comes down on the first heaven. Some ulama say it's like the roof. Allah Ta'ala comes down just near, although Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. Allah is not dependent upon time and space. Allah Ta'ala comes down and said, "Do you need anything? Do you need risk? I can grant you risk. Do you seek forgiveness? I can give you forgiveness. Is there anything you need? I can give you." Allah Ta'ala comes down. And on a night of power, you see, many a times when people want to meet, when delegation meet governments, what do? They send their envoy. The Minister of Foreign Affairs is going. Why? He's going to pave the way for the Prime Minister to go. Right? You see this happening. Now look at what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَئِ الْفَجْرِ. Part of Laylatul Qadr, Allah send down His angels. Allah send down His angels. Allah sends down Jibreel to come and meet you and I. Allah send down His angels to come and meet human being. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. They come not on their own. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. They come with the permission of Allah. And they come say, Salam. Salam be upon you from Allah. till hatta matla'il fajr, till the time of fajr, they come from Allah Ta'ala's side. This is the malaika coming down, my dear respected brothers. And ulama have also written, why do the malaika come down? Ulama have written in the tafsirs that when Allah Ta'ala created human being, then angels, they objected, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَةِ, that are you going to create people who make corruption and they shed blood? So Allah tells the malaika, oh my malaika, go and see those people because of whom you were objecting. You are objecting to the creation, go and see them, they are now remembering. The question I ask, and everyone knows there's a quandary tomorrow night, when Allah sends down his representative, where will you be? I don't want to make judgments. And even those who, for whatever reason, maybe it happens very few times in their life, so they feel that they have to. But at the end of the day, what is right? We don't make judgments. Those who want to do whatever, we don't make judgment. Even if someone gets tempted, we won't make judgment. But just keep this in mind. Allah is sending down his representative to meet you. Where will you be? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. Where will you be? So this is an earnest appeal, not a call to make any judgments. So this is another aspect with regard to that when we do our ibadat, when we do our worship, let it be something that is, you know, covered in love for Allah. We don't do it because of fear. بندگی سے ہمیں تو مطلب ہے. ہم ثواب و عذاب کیا جانے, کس میں کتنے ثواب ملتا ہے, عشق والے حساب کیا جانے. We want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to make ibadat because we love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much rewards Allah has kept in every deeds. There is a place for that. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, Allah says in the Quran. But how much rewards? We do it beyond that. We want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let our ibadat be colored in the love of Almighty Allah. And then of course, towards the end of Ramadan, the third thing that I would like to say is, we always end Ramadan بين الخوف والرجاء, between fear and hope. And there is no doubt that there is this aspect of fear. We don't know whether Allah will accept or not. It is in the hands of Allah. Because we don't know. We can do amal. Sometimes there is amal, there is no qabul yet. Sometimes there is deed, there is no acceptance. Kabhi amal hai, qabul yet nahi. To iski wajah se khof to hona chahiye. We have to fear. So we have to plead with Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. You are innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. You are the all-hearing and the all-knowing. But yet at the same time, we also have expectations. We have the expectations of Allah's mercy. And the reality is this, my dear respected brothers, that Allah ki rahmat bahana dhoondti hai. Kisi ki koi amal, kisi ki aansu ke chand qatre, kisi ki nadamat Allah ta'ala ko pasand aaye, ko usko bahana banakar Allah ta'ala maghfirat farmaya. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is looking for excuses to forgive us. It comes in a sahih hadith that Nabi Karim ﷺ said, one businessman will come on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will ask him, what did you bring? And he will say, Wallah, I got no good deeds. But I used to be lenient upon the people who I did business with. Anyone couldn't pay me, I gave them time. I told them, all right, pay me next month. When people came upon me, I was lenient in the way I dealt with them, the way I bought from them, the way I purchased from them. Allah Ta'ala will say, you want to be more merciful than me? You showed mercy to my creation. It is more appropriate that I show mercy to you. Go, I have forgiven you. Go, I have forgiven you. Allah is looking. There is one hadith in Sahih Muslim that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, two people were destined to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala told him, go to Jahannam. One started running straight to Jahannam. The other one went slowly, looked down, looked back at Allah, every now and then looking back. Allah called them back. You running, why did you run? Oh Allah, whole life I never followed your command. Now I said, you told me to go Jahannam, even if it is Jahannam, I'm going straight to Jahannam. And the other one, why are you looking back? Ya Allah, I'm looking back, perhaps you change your decision. Allah says, go, both of you are forgiven. So Allah is looking. Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, let me conclude with this. Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali appeared before Almighty Allah, it is written in the books. And Allah Ta'ala asked him, Bayazid, What did you bring? So Bayezid said, whatever amal I did, I can't present it before Almighty Allah. Ye to kabul karne ke laik nahi hai. Main ibadat kya pesh karo? Tohne tohid ko pesh kiya. I, O Allah, I believe in you. I have tohid. So Allah Ta'ala said, Ama tadhkuru laylatal laban. Don't you remember the night of the milk? And what was the waqia was this? Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi alayhi had a stomach ache. And he referred it to the milk that he drank. So he said, the milk gave me stomach ache. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't you remember that you referred your stomach ache to the milk and not to Allah? What tawheed are you talking about? What tawheed are you talking about? So Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ya Allah, I brought nothing. Ya Allah, I brought nothing. So Allah said, Bayezid, I have forgiven you. On what? One day you were sitting and there was a cat that was dying and it was cold and you took that cat and you granted it protection. Go Bayezid, because of that act of compassion, I have forgiven you. So we have expectations. And when we have these expectations, you know, there is this incident of Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali, the type of expectation. And this expectation, brothers, must be that we turn towards Almighty Allah. We have expectations from Allah. We say, Wallah, only you can accept. We don't have anything, Ya Allah, only you can expect. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah, whether it is an incident, truthful or hypothetical, Allah knows. But it is a great lesson in this. A person used to make tahajjud for 30 years. After 30 years, one day he's making wuzu after 30 years, and he hears an unseen voice saying, Allah hasn't accepted your 30 years of tahajjud. You made salat, your salat was not correct. Your intention was not correct. You didn't do it correctly. So he continued making wuzu. So he went and he continued. Second day, he heard the same voice. Third day, he heard the same voice. Your tahajjud has not been accepted. So the person who was pouring the water said, Hazrat, if Allah didn't accept your ibadat for 30 years, why are you wasting your time? Go and sleep. Go and sleep. Why must you waste your time? Allah didn't accept. Go and do something else. So he said, show me another door I can go to do good deeds. Show me another door I can go to make dua to. Even if Allah rejects, I will continue coming to the same door. For there is no door to turn but the door of Allah. Then Sheikh Sadi says in the Persian language, Kabulas karcha hunar nestad, ke juzma pana digar nestad. Today, although your ibadat was not worthy of being accepted, but today the statement of yours, there is no protection, there is no acceptance, there is no door to turn, but the door of Allah, because of this Allah has accepted your 30 years of ibadat. Let us turn towards Almighty Allah with muhabbat and expectation. May Allah Ta'ala grant us acceptance in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, you know, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, make us amongst those who gain forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala, accept the little bit that we have done. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There is also an obligation that is still left, and that is sadaqatul fitr. Whoever should do, who have not been able to do so, please try and do it. There will also, inshallah, be a collection for sadaqatul fitr after the Jummah Salah. Jazakumullah.